Beverly Helenihi, Helenihi, 11739. Today is 8:02, 10:30 morning in the morning, face-to-face evaluation. This 85-year-old woman seen for face-to-face today with her nurse, Krista, present. She has extensive history of COPD and 4 liters of oxygen. She lives with Telisa, T-E-L-I-S-A, who's her daughter-in-law, and her son, Michael, who are considered her primary caregiver, period. She's sleeping about 5 or 6 hours a day. She feels tired all the time. She has a history of recurrent pneumonia, respiratory acidosis, tobacco abuse, pulmonary nodules, seizure activity, syncope, multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Hello? Yes. Yes, I'm on the other line. Let me call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. Abdominal aneurysm, acute kidney injury, hypertension, orthostatic hypotension, hyperlipidemia, depression, and restless leg syndrome, period. She's now off the prednisone. She's on Mucinex to help with secretions. She's short of breath all the time. Period. Patient has weakness. She's chair bound because of her weakness. No longer able to ambulate with the help of without help. CNA gives her shower. She's ADL dependent, but she's still able to go to the bathroom even though she wears pull-ups. Period. She requires lorazepam for anxiety and air hunger related to her shortness of breath. Period. She hates to use a nebulizer treatment, so she uses her albuterol, uses that every 2 to 3 hours now, period. She has severe shortness of breath with exertion and at rest, period. She also has a fentanyl patch in place to help with her pain, period. Let's see, what else can I say? She requires oxygen at all time. Patient's nausea and vomiting is not much improved with the help of Reglan that she was suffering with last time. Patient is not able to live by herself, hence KPA score is at 40%. And compared to a visit that took place in June, patient's condition has definitely deteriorated, and she looks like she's lost weight, and she has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and worsening COPD. Remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.